This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
By the way, I have an IRS list for $250 a year. If you can't afford it, just email me at IRS@AlaskaMinuteMan.com and tell me why, and I'll still add you. I'm trying to get the information out. The only reason why I have a platform is because Republic Broadcasting needs to be on the air. So they operate off of donations. And the only place that we are going to get that is really growing is Frank Speech, FrankSpeech.com. My Pillow, Mike Lindell, he needs donations because he's got it right down to the fact if we don't win and get rid of the machines, our country's gone. Everything else is irrelevant. And the Trump speech that I watched last night in Iowa was amazing. And he's right out there. They're communists, folks. They want our free. They're already here. They've already went after free speech. Anytime you can shut down the president of the United States on free speech, you think we might have a problem? And we got a bunch of yellow rhinos up there, cowards, bought and paid for. Lindsey Graham, McConnell, head of the Senate, They bow down. Yay! We'll surrender to y'all. Because they're in on it. Or the cowards, or they got something on it. They're pedophiles. God knows what it is. Or like McConnell, his wife's parents are communists. And, of course, they've been getting money out of China in a shipping outfit since 93. But it's no big deal. I mean, the president of the United States' son has got all kinds of making money from China for the communists. No big deal. They're not bought and paid for. Would they be? Would they be compromised if the head of our government and stuff, they're doing business with the communists and making money? I just can't make this up. Anyone after the TV guy, Billy, or whatever the hell that name of that head of that general is. Crazier. I mean, this guy is, he's just beyond belief. We're going to leave $85 billion of equipment in Afghanistan. And we're not going to blow up any of the buildings. We're going to leave money there just so you know, if I got some spending money, you know. Got to leave all these helicopters, all this latest stuff, technology and stuff. It's no big deal. We'll just leave it there because, I mean, we've got some C-180s or 130. Well, we couldn't buy a little fuel and fly the thing out of there because they got to have some way to transport it around, maybe to Iran or God knows where. I mean, we got to give them a full army. Helicopters, weapons, night visions, money. And then we leave the American citizens behind and we're bringing back Afghanistan. And they can't be here. Muslim Islam people can't be in America. Why? Because they all, unless they're a false Muslim, which most of them are not, they want Sharia law. It's a theocracy. And they're after Allah and Muhammad. God, he's a pedophile and a piece of garbage of the highest degree. And these mosques, the guy that's researched them out, there's a guy on Frank's Beach wrote a book with documents. They're just sleeper cells waiting until there's enough of them they can overthrow our government. They're not here to... Ours is a Christian nation, and if you don't like our culture, go back to one of your Muslim places and shoot the hell out of each other. I don't care. Not my problem over there. Just leave us alone. But no, you got to come over here and try to overthrow our government, and they're working on it. Like with the Masons. They're all tied together. The Buddha, the Masons, Islam, Catholics, the Pope. There's several people. I've tied it all together with books. I got to get them so I'm more familiar with them. I listened to it. It's documented. We're in trouble, folks. The communists are here. And yet we better wake up. Before it's too late. And now we're getting people to do this mandatory vaccination, which is a crock of nonsense. The people that are 60 or 70, whatever percent, are in the hospital because, and they admit on this patent, they don't do anything. It was never meant to do anything. It was a way to get a bioweapon into us to surrender to it and say, give me that bioweapon. I want to be a bioweapon and generate a virus, and then I want to die. I want to get around and suffer all for Allah or for Satan, whatever's. Because it's a thing to do. I feel good. Everybody else is doing it. I don't think. I don't have any ability to critical thinking. I don't believe in the Creator or His Son. Nah, we don't need none of that nonsense. And I don't worship the Creator. I worship what He created. Earth. Mother Earth. They would do all of the stuff, everything they're doing, destroying small businesses. But I can be a Black Lives Matter or Antifa, and I can go burn the business down, but I can't use it, go in there otherwise. But I can go to a big box store, but I can't go to a little small store. I can go to a liquor store and a casino, but I can't go to church. And then in this patent, we're going to monitor the people that go to church. Why would you do that? Because they hate Christians. It's Satan. Because we have morals. And we will fight at some point. And the time is now to get organized, because it's coming. We've got to get this to the Supreme Court with Mike Lindell, and hopefully that, because it is absolute evidence. But the thing that I want to impress on people, the only evidence against a federal agency is what's in the Federal Register. There's nothing else. You can cite code till hell freezes over. It's a merry-go-round created by Congress. About the third trip around, I said, you know, I've been here before. Time to get off of the merry-go-round. I have a one line that I put together, a flowchart. You shall, all federal agencies of all documents that have general applicability and legal effect, shall be in the Federal Register, and if they're there, it's judicial notice. That is evidence they can't dispute. You have to cite the Federal Register. And if it's not there, there's no evidence. It's like a murder. I wasn't there. You didn't give me notice. I got evidence here. I was 500 miles away when it happened. Now what are you going to do? You have no evidence. The only evidence that can be used against a federal agency that's judicially noticed is what's in the Federal Register. Nothing else matters. It's irrelevant. All their procedures. We got a did a recording here of an IRS agent person talking up here in Alaska. I use the Internal Revenue Manual. Supreme Court said that's garbage. I use the code. That's garbage. Where's your authority to use the code? Where is it? Why do you publish in the Federal Register? You don't use code in there. Why? Why are you doing that? Because Congress mandates it. It's the con. And the only thing that is evidence is what's in the Federal Register. Cite the volume, space, FR, space, and the page number. That's the only thing that's the only thing that's actual evidence. And then they're done. And nobody's doing it. Very few, let's put it that way. Then, if it actually is not identified as a Part 301, which there's 706 of them that have the 26 CFR section, it'll be 301 point, the code, and behind that will be the statute in the United States Code. There's 706 of them filed in the 1040, the deficiency, the assessment, lien, levy, restraint, even 7805, their authority, because the commissioner is doing it without the secretary's approval. It's a 301 reg. People don't know that. 7805 is not a general grant to the commissioner. He's got to have the secretary involved. The secretary's not involved. It's the commissioner on his own. And they print it. 7805 is a 301 reg. You can't validate your authority by being a housekeeping authority. Oh, God. This stuff, if it wasn't so serious, it's laughable once you see what they've done. Now we get down to the COVID. Oh, my goodness. We have a flu type thing of which we help pay for. Fauci and all those guys, they have patents, different ones of them, patents to do stuff on this. They manufactured it trying to get us to do what? To take a bioweapon jab. Because then we can put microorganisms, we can put monitoring of stuff in there in your bloodstream, which they've proven is there. And then we can get around and make you get an app, and we can track you. We'll know when you go to church. We'll know if you're going to get sick. Oh, that's really a good thing. Yeah, because they can. And then we'll know if you go to church, well, you're ready for another jab. They print this in a patent. They don't even hide it. It's fact. It's a public record. If you go to frankspeech.com and look under the TV site, it's right at the top. Karen Kingston. There's all kinds of doctors, Dr. Tenpenny, Dr. Malkovich, Peter McCullough, the top heart guy in the world. All these people saying, no, dude, don't do this. It's death. Because what they're doing, they are shelling out death, or you will be subservient, or you will be sick, and you'll be lined up to us, and you will obey what we tell you to do. Or you won't be able to buy. This is like the mark of the beast coming. And it's going to be started. It's already here. They're going to start implementing it January 2022. It's already a done deal. Okay. Richard in New Hampshire, what's you up to?
Hi, Ralph. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Yeah, a couple quick things. First of all, you know, I mean, if you go to BitChute, you have David Martin on there. I know you've talked about him before, Dr. David Martin.
Oh, absolutely. He's got all these patents. It's all patented, 70-some patents.
Oh, yeah. But the last one he came out with, basically, he came out and he said that Fauci and all the rest of them, they're all committing genocide. That's what this is all about. They want to get rid of 7 billion people, right?
As far as I'm concerned, Bill Gates, he wants to get rid of 2 billion.
Yeah, well, like I said, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's going on. But let's talk about what went on in Afghanistan real quick about 20 years there. The SWATA was there, Ralph. I'm sure you're very well aware because you were in all kinds of telephone equipment. Stuff like that. The satellites that were up in the sky, Ralph, they can actually count the legs on an ant on a blade of grass. So you can't tell me that our military did not know where the freaking Taliban was all the time. And then they got all these drones. Of course they did. They could have killed them all. Right?
That's the reason why when Trump was there for 18 months, they didn't touch anybody. He says, you kill an American citizen, guess what? All hell's going to be unleashed. So they didn't touch anybody for 18 months.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And like I said, and not only that, but I mean, I've read quite a few books about some of the guys that are over there in Afghanistan. And basically, when they came down in the morning, they got these, you know, these TVs. There's like 20 TVs that are all set up all over the place. They come down while they're having breakfast. They get the drones flying around. They can actually see the Taliban there. I mean, they could have killed it. They could have taken these guys out one at a time as often as they wanted to. But if they do that, then, you get all these contractors, military contractors, right? They can't make any money.
Nope.
That's what's going on there. But the other thing I want to help the people out there with, all right, is Title 42. Title 42 is for Social Security. Title 42 has never been passed into positive law because Social Security is 100% voluntary, people. Okay? And there's a statute, 407A, right? If anybody has any trouble with Social Security or the IRS trying to take money from Social Security, 407A says basically even if you owe billions of dollars, I'm just exaggerating here, but if you have a credit card, they cannot touch your Social Security check. Nobody can touch your Social Security check. That includes the IRS, right? Now, what these a-holes do, the IRS, is they use Statute 207A, right? And that's only for government, people only. Government officials only. That's it. It doesn't apply to you and me. Ralph, I mean, this whole thing here, like, you know, when they went after you for Social Security, I'm sure they came after you when they're, 301.207. Were you aware of the numbers that they came?
I don't know. What they did is I never had them bother me with my business for 6 years. I run for 6 years and never heard a peep. And the only time I heard from them is when I was selling gold and silver back because I was going under. You know, I had money saved and I used it up. And this outfit turned me in and then they got a hold of me. Well, what I did is I filed my status. Okay. And I...
Yep.
Going to break. Back in a minute.
All right.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Okay, you back? We're back. You still there, Richard?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here, Ralph.
Okay.
Yeah. The thing I'm going to leave you with, though, right, is the fact that, you know, Biden, right, his poll ratings, they're falling so far down that the people who are dead that voted for him, Ralph, they're even having second thoughts. Yeah, I figured I'd make you a day.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Well, but like I said, yeah, there's a lot of things that are going on out here. But what people have to understand, when you're starting to have problems like that, instead of going to get an attorney, hey, go get your local sheriff. That's what he's there for. Go to him. Take about 10, 15, 20 people. Hey, take your constituents. Go there. Talk to them. Tell them, hey, you know, they're doing this. That's like what they're trying to do now with the school board. They're trying to say that it's a terrorist. But they can't because it has nothing to do with federal. It's all state. These are people here in the state that are, you know, rising up. So the FBI, they don't have any. They can't even get in there. They don't have the authority to get into the state and do stuff like that. Right? That's what people have to understand.
I know it.
Yeah. But you have to go to your local sheriff.
We had real sheriffs and stuff, but most of these, I don't know. They don't know, and
they don't.
I don't know.
We get 10 counties here, Ralph, and we get 10 sheriffs, and you never hear a peep from them. All they do is just grab a prisoner. They bring them to the court, and then they bring them back to prison. They serve warrants and stuff like that. That's all they do. They
right.
don't even know. They don't even know the authority that they have. That's pretty sad, isn't it?
It is. Absolutely.
All right. I'm going to let you go, Ralph, and I'll finish listening to your show. All right. You take care, Ralph. All
okay.
Right.
Supreme Court said, if there's no way, see, like with the IRS, they keep you, well, it's an anti-injunction act. We can't get around and interfere with the collection of taxes. Well, guess what? Supreme Court also said, if there is no way, no way that the government can win, you can sue the suckers and the IRS agent. If you use the evidence that's in the Federal Register, there's no way they can win. It is conclusive evidence. And you can sue the agent. But if you don't do it, you're going to lose. No waste your time. People do it all. I mean, I don't even want to know how many cases I've went through. Same old stuff. So the question becomes, what's going on with the bioweapon? Well, guess what? First of all, they changed the definition of vaccination. Who did that? CDC. Was it in the Federal Register? No. I finally found it. I got this from was on the World Net Daily, and it was a representative out of Kentucky, and he wouldn't talk to me because I was not a Kentucky. I found it. Pre-2015, injection of a killed or weakened infectious organism in order to prevent the disease. This was the definition of vaccination. And CDC just put it up. I made a document. I got the link to it. The authority just did it. Then in 2015 to 2021, they changed the act on introducing a vaccine into the body to produce immunity to a specific, not prevent it, immunity. Not the same thing. Then in 2021, introduced a vaccine into the body to produce protection. Really? Not prevent, protect. You think that's the same thing? Of course not. What happened to prevent? That's the idea, a weakened virus. No, we don't do those. Because we want to do gene therapy. We want to get around and make a bioweapon. We want to introduce, according to this thing, we want to introduce microorganisms, parasites, God knows what, graphene oxide, or oxide, whatever is poisonous, all kinds of stuff. Do anything we want, and then we'll introduce this other stuff so we can monitor you. And we're all set up to start putting it into effect January of 2022. Woo! And then they admit the jab doesn't do anything because there's, 70-80% of the people in the hospital now, which you don't want to go into the hospital with this nonsense. You want to get some hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin or some nebulizers or something, zinc, vitamin D, C. There's all kinds of things to do except go to the hospital and then have them kill you. That's what they're doing. Give you some types of drugs that kill you. Remdesivir or whatever it's called is one of them they do. They took it off. That's supposed to be used. Oh, that's all right. It just kills people. No big deal. Because we make money. And the people that are running the hospital said, man, there's money for every one of these ones we can kill. Mendela and the Nazi, I mean, I'm telling you what, he's not even a virus on an elephant's tush. What's going on? Murdering, knowing, and these are doctors doing this. Yep. Doctors doing this. So the first thing is, the definition changing has no, not only does it have a forced effect of law, as a first step, general applicability and legal effect, it is not in the Federal Register. The CDC is an agency under HHS. They're there. So that's the first thing. It's a lie. Then, who are the human subjects? I found this in the American Frontline lawsuit that Beecraft filed. He put in the CFR. I said, well, thank you, Larry, for looking it up. So I wanted to read it. I got a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Okay, well, we're back here. And first of all, the definitions for vaccinations by CDC are smoke. Oh, they don't mean smoke, because they got to be in the Federal Register, the first thing, so we can take judicial notice of them. That general applicability and legal effect, and they're not there. There's no evidence. Zero, zip, nada. They can't provide any. Why is everybody bowing down to what these agencies say? I have no dang idea. Then the next question, this that I found in this lawsuit that was filed by the American Frontline Doctors, which they're really a good organization. Some doctors that got some cojones for using hydroxychloroquine initially and stuff and saving people's lives. The question becomes, when I saw this, human subjects. I said, what the heck? Who does the policy of this human subjects apply to? That's kind of important. I thought anyway, I mean, what do I know? But I mean, I thought it was pretty dang important. And they found it for me, so I didn't have to find it. So I just went in and I looked. It's under 46 CFR, section 46, that's part one, part 46, 101, to what does this policy apply? Well, wouldn't I want to know? Who do they, in the Federal Register, that's evidence. That's the only thing that's evidence against. I don't know when people are going to start to understand. The only evidence against an agency is in the Federal Register. Everything else is, you're just weighing in the wind. But that's as evidence, and it's like DNA. The first step of everything, general applicability and legal effect, all federal agency, if it's there, everybody's got to take judicial notice. It's a fact. an indisputable fact. And if it's not there, you flip the bird at the old agency and say, you know what? It ain't there. And it's invalid. Not only is it in the Act of 1935, they put the whole Act twice in the Federal Register, of which you shall take judicial notice of anything that's in the Federal Register, and the whole damn Act is in the Federal Register. Now, the only other thing you have to figure out is if it's not a, quote, Part 301 or some other, something that you can identify, there's only the next step. It's the same as, well, we have a bill in Congress, but now we got to figure out if this, does it make the law of the United States? Well, we got to have the House do it. We got to have the Senate vote it by. We got to have old Comrade Biden do it, or we do a, he vetoes it, which he wouldn't veto anything. He's not even home enough to know how to do a veto. But then they override it. That becomes law. Now, what's interesting, I went in to try to find if the United States Code is judicially noticed. I never found it. I'm not going to conclusively say it's not, but I can't believe that it's not. What I did find, because this is an act, the Federal Register is judicially noticed, which means it is a fact. It's a done deal. That's the only thing you can fight agencies with is evidence, and that's the only place is in the Federal Register. So the question becomes, the next step is the Administrative Procedures Act. You've got general applicability and legal effect. You put it in the Federal Register. The next question is, does it have the force and effect of law? It's not a law of the United States because they can't make those. That's Congress. But it has the force and effect, so it's got to look like. It's got to be like a law. There's the formal. You just search on one thing, 553B as in Baker. And there has to be a proposed rule, a final rule, and they have to say, yeah, we're going to do it. You'll never find one. Never seen one yet. Okay, so the only other option is what? The informal. And that means there's an emergency. There's a great emergency. We don't have time to do the formal. So we're going to do the informal. So if it actually did an informal, what would it say? It has to say, this is 5 USC 553. That has to say, it's impractical, it's unnecessary, and contrary to the public interest. I've seen those, a few of them, not many. But the other thing it says, Congress said, got to tell us what the emergency is, because you're bypassing. We don't have to go to the House and the Senate and get the president to sign it. You're just ipsy-dixy, modifying. You're just making this up because it's such a big emergency. We don't have time for all this other. Let the people do notice and comment and all that stuff. You have to state the emergency. They never do. That's under the word of good cause. How do we know that? Because I found the Senate report that explains how it all works. And then once I found the key, the courts have said that. I just didn't have the key. I do now. But the question becomes, they are the enemy of the people. How would we know that? Now, this is all these agencies, federal agencies. Because they say, impractical means what? Is which a due and required execution of the agency functions would be unavoidably prevented by its undertaking public rulemaking. We could prevent them from doing this, because if they did a public, a proposed rule, a final rule, we could do a notice and comment. We're not supposed to be interfering with what these folks are doing, because they know better for what we need to do for us, right, than we do, right? That's the definition of impractical. It says mean. Unnecessary. Says, well, it's about some other issue, like something that I'm not concerned with right now, but it still has to do with our government. And public interest puts them together and says, the rulemaking procedures shall not prevent an agency from operating. Really? Shall not prevent. How dare we stop them from being, oh, you got to have a mask, or you got to have a jab, or whatever. Now the question becomes, do they have the authority? It's in the Federal Register. It's evidence. Yes, it is. They print it. Yeah, it's in the evidence. It's there. It's in 83. There's two of them. 83 FR 2885. And they actually have, trying to fool us with this first one, for good cause, an interim final rule. Where's the other stuff? Oh, it says, Section 553B of the Administrative Procedures Act, a notice of proposed rulemaking is not required when an agency for good cause, that means they have to state the emergency, finds that the notice and public comments thereupon are impractical, unnecessary, and contrary to the public interest. That's it. They go on down to say the good cause exists for the immediate and waiver of 30-day blah, 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 because it's not required, because it's impractical. They'll say what the emergency is, because they can't. But what kills them, I've never seen this before, legal authority for the departments and agencies that are signatories on this action. By the way, this was all planned to get them all in the same thing. There's a 5 U.S.C. 301. 5 U.S.C. 301. They list them all out. That's their authority. Housekeeping, internal use only for its business. Its conduct of its business. For its records. Nothing to do with us. Homeland Security says. Department of Homeland Security. Department of Agriculture. Department of Energy. National Aeronautics and Administration, Department of Commerce, Consumer Protection Safety Commission, Social Security Administration, Agency for International Development, Department of Labor, Department of Defense, oh, there's a beauty, Department of Education, Department of Veterans Affairs, another nice one, Environmental Protection Agency, Department of Health and Human Services, Department of Science Foundation, Department of Education, Department of Transportation. Oh, wow! They're all 501c301s. And that was what was interesting in this frank speech interview of Karen Kingston on Friday by Brandon House. The Department of Defense is the one that's keeping track of all of the deaths and all of that, and the AI stuff, artificial intelligence. Department of Defense. Not Health and Human Services or none of the other folks. The Department of Defense. It's a weapon, folks. These agencies have declared war on us, the people. And that's a fact. And it's all under satanic stuff. If you go to Frank's Beach, you'll see where they tie in Buddha and Islam. And the Catholic Church, the Pope, what he's doing. The Baptists, the biggest organization, they're all tied into Masons and the Shriners. I didn't even know. I'm dumb in a rock, I guess. But the Shriners now take an oath to Allah and Muhammad. I had no idea that they did that. It's just hard to believe. I could not believe that. Wayne in Texas, question or comment?
Yeah, hi, Ralph. I had a quick question for you. This week, I saw a story in The Federalist, one of the internet news sites, and it talked about the fact that Biden put out his shot mandate for companies with 100 people plus on September 9th, and then as of this past week, there had been no notifications or anything given to the, I guess, the occupational safety and health departments in various states. One lady from Indiana was quoted. So it seems like there could very well have been some sort of, again, mandate put out there, but there's nothing in writing in the Federal Register or anything else that backs up, you know, it gives it any validity.
Okay, let me stop you right there. First of all, he can order him to do anything he wants, but he don't have the authority. Congress has to do it, and the OSHA peaks, they still have to abide by the Federal Register Act, and they have to abide by the APA. Mr. Biden can issue all the executive orders to all the agencies. He can tell them to go flush the toilet. It's irrelevant.
This right, I understand that, but irrelevant. That's why I brought it up, is that there's no validity to this thing yet. Companies are firing workers, and some people may be forced to take a shot to keep their job, and they could be put in very ill health in the not-too-distant future. So it just seems
these
to me
people
like there should
have been... They need to get fired. They need. I need to write up a thing. I want to know where in the Federal Register, general applicability and legal effect, are you operating under? Because this, you need to get this one line to understand. All federal agencies, if they're doing anything, it's got to be in the Federal Register. And if it is there, you can sue them because, number one, there's no authority of the definitions. The human subjects is a 501 or 5 U.S.C. 301, nothing to do with you or me and the one I haven't mentioned. There's another Federal Register that does the you're not liable. That doesn't talk about 553. It is smoke. It's
well,
nothing
sure,
there. And this is evidence for the court. You take the evidence to the court and you can sue those suckers because Enoch, I got a Supreme Court case and several others, says if there's no way that they can win, you can sue them. You can go after them. And you have to use the evidence. And it is like DNA evidence. If you have that evidence and take it into the court, everybody is bound by it, and nobody's even tried it because it's evidence.
Well, yeah, I know court takes a little while to get fleshed out, Ralph, but is there anything on a short-term basis workers can bring up, maybe state OSHA or some other, you know, local health department or something?
Well, if you're a thing, you know, I would want to ask, I want to see, you need an understanding of how the whole thing works. I want understanding where it's at in the Federal Register. Please cite me where it's at in the Federal Register. And number two, where does that have the force and effect of law under 5 U.S.C. 553B? And none of it does. It's all strictly nonsense.
Okay. All right.
And
okay.
I highly recommend it. Email me and get a copy of this flowchart. And then get on my list. Or if you ask for this stuff, listen today, I'll give it to you.
Very good, Ralph. Thank you.
You betcha. You just can't make this up. You got to have evidence. And if it's judicially noticed, it's done deal. And the only judicially noticed evidence against all federal agencies is what they put in the Federal Register. Anything else is irrelevant. Might as well go wee on a tree and hope the wind ain't blowing. Because that's the effect it's going to have. It's nothing. Here we have the only place where it says when these people, these federal agencies, it's judicially noticed. That is called evidence. That is what courts operate on. That's what trials operate on. That's what people that investigate murders on. It's evidence. That's why DNA is such a major boon to murder cases and stuff, because your DNA, if they find it there and they can tie that to what happened to that event on that person dying or whatever, you're done. That's how powerful this is, and nobody's doing it. Except a few cases I found not to do with the IRS. Why? These people are dancing all around this stuff. Don't they read the Federal Register Act? No. How would we know to read it? You know, this thing is not even totally codified. Just parts of it are up, I think it's 44 or 45, and it says, well, it's under proposed legislation. They don't want us to know. Because this is where all of these agencies live. They live under the Federal Register Act, and they live under the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946. And that's what's going on. And I am going to put together, not only am I going to put together the 301, I'm going to take each one of those little publications and put a little code with it. It's final rule, no 553B or something else, so that it's absolutely cite each one of those. That is evidence that they can't dispute. Because not only did Congress mandate it, it's in the Federal Register twice. You're done. I got you. So why don't we use it? Oh, no. I'm getting there. I operate slow. I get tired of doing this stuff sometimes. It takes time to document all this stuff. I got people I promised things to for different cases, but I'm going to get this, and when I get this finally done, I'm going to have it so that I can just cut and paste, and I'll tell you what, I'm going to probably have the FBI up here again pounding on my door or some damn thing. I don't care. It'll be out there. We have a weapon to use against federal agencies like DNA to a person that's a detective in the police department. If you can get the DA there of that person identified and get him at that site and tie him down, it's a done deal.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian. And my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Well, I'm hoping this makes sense. We were going to file against the IRS agent. Come to find out the dang federal courts are closed down. Courts of the, well, they're actually federal courts, not courts of the United States. They're closed. They're under COVID-19 yet. Oh, my gosh. This virus is, it's just right outside the door. Yeah, right. The clerk in Anchorage sits behind a plastic thing. It's probably bulletproof. I don't know if it is or not. Never paid that much attention. But we can't. You can't even go in there to file. You got to put it in a drop box. Then when they get around to it, they will mail you the summonses, which is another 3 or 4 days. But now, if you're an attorney, you can electronically file. But not if you're a peon. everything they are doing. We got to get rid of the small businesses. We got to get rid of the people that are fighting against the medical, all that. Then we can put AI people, in, AI things in there, these robots. It's coming, folks. If we don't, something doesn't happen before January, they admit, they're going to start implementing it. January, they admit it. Go look at the Frank speech, Karen Kingston. Document it. It's in the federal, it's a patent telling what they're going to do. They can put microorganisms. They're going to track us. And if you go to church, oh my goodness, you can't go to church. We can't have that. Why? Because Satan wants you to be a citizen of the United States, which is the way it's defined. That is a member of Satan. Because you have no political rights. I'll tell you what kind of government you have. You have no inalienable rights. You have no soul. They just made it up. Just amazing. The only thing that is evidence traditionally noticed is one thing, period. It's in the Federal Register. It's in the Federal Register. It's a done, D-E-A-L, done. And the COVID vaccination definitions are not there. The human subject is there. It's for part 301. And the liability, there is a provision. They could have used the APA and said it's an emergency and stated the emergency. They didn't because they can't. Satan can't reach you and me. It's a con. It's a lie. The truth is there if you want to take the time to figure it out. And I have taken the time, finally figured it out, and backed it up with evidence from their stuff. I found the different needles in the haystack, and then the courts, once you find the needles, you can verify the needles. I did that. And it's shocking. I don't listen to anything TV. I don't even turn on talk radio anymore. It's all nonsense. These people don't know what they're talking about. Oh, go get the shot. Oh, go do this. Be a good American. Be a patriot. Yeah, right. I want to get a shot that they can kill me, they can monitor me, they can put microorganisms in it to make me sick. Then I also am creating a virus that are putting other people that's more deadly than this thing that supposedly I was out there that was out there, the new strain. It's because I'm making them, and it's transference. For shedding, it's called. And they print that in these patents. Pfizer and these Modals, and these people know. They're putting it out there in the patents. That's what Karen Kingston brought up. It's shocking. These people are out to kill Americans and the public. They are out to control us. They're out to put the mark of the beast on us. And that's a fact. God willing, we will see you next Sunday. And watch out for all the satanic parts and the Chi-Coms, the Rhinos, and the Democrats.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-7000.